Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Suri.
Hi, Rachel. Long time no see.
I know. It's so nice to actually see you, not just your name in a little bar on the computer.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Really good. Really good.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
We're going good. We're going great, actually, up here. You've got a great Mike Tyson t-shirt on this morning.
Oh, my God.
Looking fantastic.
Lightning. Blue lightning.
A white tiger. It's strong.
Trying to channel a bit of Mike Tyson this morning when I was driving.
Nice.
Like, get out of my way.
What are we talking about in the world of books? There's been some very exciting local releases recently, I feel.
So many exciting local releases. And also the Occam's coming up on Wednesday, which is so exciting.
I know. It's like the big fancy night for literature in Aotearoa.
Yeah. And we haven't had it for like a hot set because last year it was cancelled and this feels like the first big thing and there's so many cool books to celebrate, so yeah, I thought I'd bring in another one.
Cool.
This is Brandevin's newest, so it's not up for the Occam this year, it was just released. It's called Slow Down Your Hair and it's a little bit different from his others. This looks at a marriage, Kavitha and Vishal. Vishal is a taxi driver and Kavitha works in like accounts in an office. And it starts with like, it ultimately looks at like the precarity of immigrant families, particularly ones who work in the gig economy, which has been like really popular as of the last 2 years. And also like the humiliation Vishal feels for not being able to provide enough for his family, the abuse he receives from the people that he picks up. And his wife, Kavitha, is deeply unsatisfied in this marriage with two kids, with huge responsibilities, a crush on a man named Ashwin. So it's like, I think this book really does feel kind of rare to me. Like, I think other than the Tejan book, I haven't really read something that's like the inner world or a marriage novel about immigrants in New Zealand. So that's really...
Totally. Yeah. I cannot think of one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't either.
He's such a good... I mean, people know Spriggs and Sodden Downstream,
my
probably.
Fave.
That's your fave? Yeah. He's so good at just getting it, just getting the vibe
100%.
Of a community, of a culture. Spriggs was crazy to me. I was like, how did you not live through that? Because that is the most unbelievably real feeling, reading that book. And he just does it so effortlessly as well.
Totally. I think that's such a great way of putting his writing. I think, like, as a writer, and I'm guessing maybe also in person, he must just be, like, a deeply empathetic an emotionally intelligent person, because he does like the same thing in this book as he does in some of his others, like Spriggs, like shifting between perspectives, but each perspective feels so real. And it's weird seeing like characters that are in contention or have like you know, frictional relationships, and you still seem to feel sympathy and anger at them both, and he does a really good job of that. So Kavitha decides that she's going to go on a week holiday to Waiheke and leave all her responsibilities alone.
Good on her.
Maybe. She leaves with Ashwin, and as she leaves, she kind of realizes that this is a turning point in their lives. But the further you get into the book, the darker it gets, almost into the realm of like horror or like thriller. It gets really dark. The ending is so dark. It's like the G.G. Fenster book, like Antipodean goth is like very strong. But it like ends on a really strong note, but it's so different in a lot of ways from his other books, but really, really fantastic.
It sounds amazing. Remind us of the name and the title and all the other bits.
It's Slow Down Your Hair by Brandevin Nunnalingam, and you can get it from Time Out or any other good bookstore.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Suri. Great recommendation and lovely to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Rachel. So nice to be back.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.